When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ali Sadiq in studio, plus Tyson and Accent. Coming up right after this.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine.
What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Meet your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Head to factormeals.com/bobandtom50 and use code bobandtom50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code bobandtom50 at factormeals.com/bobandtom50. To get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker, and I'm not sure if this is a trend or if it's something that just started, but lately I've been having a lot of requests by chicks for me to take a camera phone picture of my pork sword, and then they want me to send it to them. Oh. I swear to God they do, and even though my pager can do more than most cell phones, there ain't no camera in it, so I've had to rely on some friends or my mom Phyllis to do the snapshots. In the last week alone, I've mailed out more headshots than Fonzie back in the 50s. Ask Scotty. And word's getting around, but not everyone is comfortable doing this for the first time. And I probably know more about building your own portfolio than anybody I know of. So here's a few tips from Donnie Baker if you're nervous, a first-timer, or a little puny in the pants. I mean, just because a woman wants to see it, don't mean you're in. Mm-hmm. This is like a coin toss before overtime. You have to win, because this could be a deal breaker, so plan ahead with your pictures. If you're less than 6 inches, choose a profile. I always look taller in my mugshots from the side. Now, Scotty, any cop would tell you the same. I swear to God they would. Plus, it just looks more badass, because they get to see the chin. That's why they made Lincoln do it that way, is for the penny. Just make sure you don't get your belly button in the background, because women will do the math. Number two, use some props, man. Get one of them mini souvenir bats or mini helmets to give away at ball games. Use that for a backdrop or some kind of point of reference. Yeah. Girls won't believe you're packing a Louisville Slugger unless they can read the label. And remember, label up. Always. And go with the grain. Uh-huh. Or Coca-Cola's making little 6-ounce cans now, so it's easier to gauge the girth if you're posing next to a pounder. Either that or a mini Pringles can works good. They can't tell the difference, unless they have a protractor.
I see.
And never include any hands in the picture. That's a mistake, because some girls are smart. Every hand has a thumb. Everybody knows it. And women can price shop. So if they see your thumb and your drum are like neck and neck, it ain't going to be a keeper. I mean, you might get her to call back, but you're not making the scrapbook. Now, if you was born like me, you really don't need a cell phone. Oh. I just do this stuff for fun. Hell, I put stretch marks in blue jeans before so girls can see it with the naked eye. That's why when I wrestled and wore tights, my nickname used to be the Smuggler. I swear to God it was. Even the ref used to brag that it took 2 headlocks to pin Donnie Baker. He'd say it right to my opponent's face. So now I use props just for fun to show off a little. My favorite is just laying it down on a road atlas. Oh. Hell, on a good day, I can cover four states. Out west, Ascotti drives girls crazy. Uh-huh. And I always include the key in the picture so they could calculate the miles of milk bone in their next one tank trip. I swear to God I do.
Donnie, who's been using a Sharpie on my road atlas? Somebody scribbled all over the Grand Canyon.
Shut up, Randy. You couldn't even cover Rhode Island's. I gotta go.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a special guest today. Here's Tom to tell us more.
Well, hello.
Hello. How are you?
You can tell.
Radio
we
on the
catch
air.
Catch you off guard?
Yeah. We're,
I don't know where that came from, but we're back now. And,
our guest, Mr. Ali Sadiq, we are brothers in feet.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
We have the same kind of shoes on. He has the more flamboyant yellow. I have the reserved black.
What is the brightest color in your wardrobe?
It's like a light khaki, like a tan.
Yes, there's a. I do have a deep tan.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I can't pull off colors.
You used to. You had that great salmon shirt you wore all the time.
I love that shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Nice pink hat.
You have a pink hat on.
See, that offsets the otherwise bland wardrobe that I have.
It's not just your wardrobe. It's my
okay. Thank you very much. Okay. What was your first ABC. National television appearance? You remember?
First national. Comic View. We're going to say Comic View. It was national. Comic View. And then Def Jam.
Def Jam?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first joke?
Yeah.
On Def Jam?
Yeah.
Can you say it on the radio?
Nope.
There you go.
I've moved on to other jokes.
That's right.
And I'm still upset about this Audi thing. As soon as you mention Audi, I get mad about bags. It's just something about bags when you go somewhere and you can't get a bag and you shopping there. I'm just agitated about that. I haven't heard anything ever since she said, I've been over here mad. I'm like, I remember my experience. I go in there, I got a basket full of stuff, get to the thing, and the man's like, so how you going to get it out of here? Uh-huh. Like, y'all don't give bags? I bought all this stuff. Y'all don't give bags? It's like that's why I hate California. I hate California.
Yeah, you can't get a bag there without paying for it.
You can't get a bag to save your life.
That's right.
I bought $10,000 worth of stuff. And you still gonna charge me 10 cents for a bag? You insane. I'm never coming here again. and let me tell you, what you don't do is get upset and then try to take all your things out without a bag. It was a great idea until I got halfway down. She made a gallon of water. It gets really heavy once you gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow. You got cans. I dropped my toothpaste, and this lady said, you dropped your toothpaste? And I got mad. I just kicked it towards her.
Now,
tell me nothing, ma'am.
Let's head back to the sports page.
Well,
and
first
entertain
of
all, Mr. Sadiq with some sporting
let's
news.
Let's hear from the time Mike Tyson visited the Bob and Tom show, and it was...
we're going back.
It was quite a while, but it's quite a while ago. But he and Tom, as expected, got into it, and it went a little something like this.
Don't hit me. That's all I'm asking.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
here we go. Here we go.
Kick his ass, Mike. Look, five minutes in, Mike called Tom a pussy. I am so pushing.
I know I have a list, he said pushing.
1-800. Tom's a pussy.
He said pushing.
Mike, I am a big pussy, believe me.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Mr. Tyson. We were talking about Ali Sadiq's hobby of boxing.
Yes. So and, Mike, of course, one of the greatest boxers ever.
Oh, yeah.
You and know who I would box?
Who?
Sugar Ray.
Oh, really?
Is that right? Sugar Ray. I met Sugar Ray, and I told him, I'm still mad at you about Hagler. Because that man, Marlon Hagler, the greatest boxer to me. When they fought, it's like Sugar pulled some slick move where they was boxing, then at the last 10 seconds, you hear tat, 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 and he start patting him tat, real quick, and then he'll move. I was like, I hated it. He was never hurt. This is how Marvin was looking at him when he started hitting him. He was like, yo, what are you doing? And he did, and he won. I can't.
Now, what is it, Jake Paul and Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
When is that coming up?
Middle of July, end of the July.
I think it'll make huge numbers.
AT&T Stadium.
A lot of people watch because they want to see Jake Paul get the crap beaten.
Where the Cowboys play.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, they're going to stream it live on Netflix. That's right.
For free? We don't have to pay for it?
That's right. Well, if you pay for Netflix.
Well, yeah.
I think it'll be a big number.
Who's the underdog?
I do not know. How about you and Sugar Ray?
I would love to be the undercard.
There you go.
Yeah. Start lobbying.
Let's start it. Let's start the bidding.
Yeah.
See what
Chip, I think you can get it done, Chip.
Oh, I might be.
I'll take you in the points. What else is happening in sports? I'm sure.
Let's see. Where were we? Oh, this is someone who's getting some internet traction, if you will. He is being told that he sounds just like Patrick Mahomes of the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. This is Jalen House of New Mexico, basketball player last night. His team won in his conference tournament. Here's Jalen. See what you guys think.
Amazing. This is my first tournament ever. I don't even know how to feel right now. I'm so excited, man. I really don't know how to feel. I'm so excited, man.
He does. He's got kind of a high voice.
I don't know if you caught it, but he's really very excited.
I bet he is.
He's got that high timbre, if you will.
Where are you from? Originally.
Well, he plays for New Mexico, so as I understand the rules, you have to be from Taos, New Mexico.
Really?
It's Albuquerque. A lovely city. Both of them.
You have to be from there to play there?
No.
I'm about to say,
why do people believe me after
all? I didn't believe you. I was going up there. Is it a new rule?
You just have that aura. Everyone believes
Ali, this is the opposite of ESPN. There's nothing that we do that is serious.
Have you heard of Xavier Leggett, Ali? He's a wide receiver. He was in the NFL Combine. He turned heads, as they say. He ran a 4.3 40. He's like 6'2", 225. Reminds a lot of people of Randy Moss, right down to his accent.
Okay.
And the way he speaks, he's from Mullins, South Carolina. This is his voice. Here we go.
Oh, man, I say the deep ball, man, but I really feel like any way that I get the ball in my hand, I could get it to that end zone.
That is beautiful. I think it's kind of a Forrest Gump-ish.
The deep ball.
Yeah.
No, I'm not making fun of the guy. I think he's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Ali, your thoughts? You've taken off your glasses.
This sounds like everybody that will knock you out. Like everybody who I've even seen knock somebody out style just like that. What I'm trying to say. I'm like, fight's over.
Fight's over.
Now, Ali, where did you grow up?
Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And you, of course, had to play for the University of Houston.
Texas Southern University.
Okay. Well, that's okay, too, I guess. Yeah.
We have a lot of colleges inside of Houston.
Houston's number one right now. You got to be
number one.
What, Jamal Shedd, or what's his name?
I don't know the
team.
I just know it's U of H. Okay. You know, you just root it, because that's not my team. So it's like.
What's your team?
Who's your team?
I don't have no college basketball team.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's not a college basketball team. I'm going to go Texas Southern. I'm going to support Texas Southern. That's the yard.
Okay.
And U of H, I'm going to support that because the lady of the house went there.
Is that your wife? Is that your wife?
The lady of the house. The lady that lives in my house.
If he meant wife, he would have said wife.
You said Jonathan, right?
Yeah. I think I'm going to cop that term.
Yes.
That's very handy. How do you say it again?
The lady that lives in my house.
You know what? I dare you to cop that term, Tom. I want to know how you saying that goes over.
It's going to be the lady that lives in my house that I'm not allowed to live in anymore. I think the way that's going to play out, if you will.
That's why I bought a new house.
So the lady that lives in your house went to?
U of H.
What is their mascot, if you will?
Cougars.
Who's the Cougars.
Houston Cougars. It's Houston Texas Cougars. Southern, what are they, Jackrabbits? What are they?
Man, the Tigers.
Jackrabbits.
There seems to be a cat theme.
It's a cat country around here.
Cat
but
country.
Rice is down the street. They the Owls.
We
is in the same neighborhood.
Right, right.
This is in Third Ward in Texas.
I see. Did you attend college?
Yes.
He just said
briefly.
That.
Where?
Briefly. Texas Southern.
Texas Southern. Briefly.
Are you not listening?
He's a jackrabbit. No, I'm sorry. A tiger.
I didn't want to be presumptuous. Did you graduate college?
No.
Did you attend? Now, let's go around the room. Chick McGee, did you attend college?
No. The Ohio State University still has well over $20,000 of my money.
You never even went to one class.
Nope, did not attend.
Ace, did you attend?
All set, ready to go.
I was registered, and was out some money.
Did you attend?
No, I did not.
Okay, Christy.
Semester.
There
and
you go.
And then I did.
Wow, you're the smartest person. Yeah.
You're the big winner.
It's getting better.
And then I did take a couple classes here and there.
The answer. So, Ali, you're in good company.
No. You got to ask Josh because we're talking about universities. Yeah. And you count this, right?
Yeah. I do count Webster University as
a very nice university.
Webster. Named after that little fella on the TV.
Little fella on the TV. Please.
You will not the dictionary with the little fella.
Yeah. I will not have you besmirch our dean, Emmanuel Lewis.
And the Websters weren't the Jackrabbits or the Tigers. They were the...
Gorlocks.
Which is,
Gorlocks.
It's real embarrassing.
What is a Gorlock?
It's a mythical creature.
It has a sword.
Yeah, it doesn't, but it almost does. Yeah.
Did you have athletic teams?
Women's volleyball was very good.
Okay. I didn't mean that. I wasn't being...
No, it was a liberal arts school. Yeah, it wasn't...
Let's go Locks, stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a private liberal arts school, so it wasn't any... not a lot of...
Where did they come up with the name Gorlock?
The main building of the university was at the intersection of Gore and Lockwood.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's sad.
Lockwood is a terrible
street. I'm telling you, embarrassing. Yeah,
that's... That happened to me. I attend 116th and Broadway, where
the
fighting subway stops.
Yeah.
Did you graduate?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you go?
5 years, 2 degrees. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have 2 degrees?
Yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't know it just by
either of them worth a damn. I just
media communications in one and English in another. So,
really?
Yeah. Essentially.
You speak English, practically.
I do. Yes.
Okay. He knows words.
Okay, big ones. He'll have to fly a big one by soon. What else is happening in sports?
That is a great question.
You didn't ask Godwin? Godwin? University?
Oh, Pat,
2 years, college dropout. King's College.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
King's College?
What was the mascot?
Did you sing the King's Link?
The Crowns? The King's Crowns?
It was
King's
a tiger.
Did you guys ever play sports?
King? We're the Tigers. Tiger King.
Did you ever play sports against Queen's College?
No. We had Wilkes down the street.
Wilkes, named after the Booth.
Yeah.
Fighting
Booth. No, Wilkes Barre.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oswald University. Yeah, okay. Wilkes.
What else you got?
Bobbleheads of NHL star Jaromir Jagr stolen while they were on their way to a Pittsburgh Penguin giveaway.
No kidding.
The team had intended to give the bobbleheads away to fans during last night's home game against the San Jose Sharks and said the club will give fans a voucher that will allow them
to pick the item up at a later date. Want to go to voucher night?
What a bummer.
You can make it into a paper airplane and heave it onto the ice.
Get a bobblehead of
Penguins executive Kevin Ackland said the club has contacted state and federal authorities to investigate the incident and find out where the bobblehead is.
Where are you going to fence a bobblehead?
Yeah, no kidding.
Individually, they will demand a pretty high price.
Folks who couldn't make the game, they're always a collectible to somebody.
Yeah.
Now they'll be really collectible because whoever stole them isn't going to.
You're right. Yeah.
You know how long it's going to take him to get off? How many bobbleheads? Was it a truck?
A truckload.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Long
That's
time.
A long
you think
day.
They knew they were stealing bobbleheads?
One at a time. These are definitely going one at a time. He's definitely going one at a time.
I think they just stole a tractor trailer and just.
And this is the bobbleheads were stolen in California? So are they made in China or something?
Probably.
I don't know.
Wow.
The bobblehead factory.
Can you imagine working in that factory?
The bobblehead
factory. You go into work and look at your fellow Chinese person and say, well, make a bobblehead of another guy I've never heard of or seen.
Yeah, I don't know if hockey's... Yeah. I don't know if the NHL is that
don't
popular.
Don't you think there's probably...
These are not Jordans.
Quite a lot of switching heads on 6 and 9.
Yeah. Even the Chinese fellow at the bobblehead factory taking the one bobblehead, lowering it to the other one and going, homosexual encounter, blah, 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 blah. You know what's happening.
You think they did?
They're bored.
Yao Ming's bobblehead is better than everybody else's.
Oh, that'd be the best. Yeah, they're going to focus on that one.
They're going to focus on Yao Ming.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of our homeboys, I believe, as they say.
Nobody.
Nobody.
You can believe that they say that. They don't.
What about homeboys?
How does homeboy translate into Mandarin? I don't know. That was in the New York Times crossword, I believe, last week.
Oh, man, I say the deep.
Get in that end zone.
In my hand, I can get it to that end zone.
I'm going to go to podcast and search it. I want to listen to him talk for four hours.
We need to get him on the air.
We need to talk to him back.
Yeah, we do. Come on, get on that, producer, man.
Beautiful,
man,
beautiful
accent. Randy Hoff has a great career.
Man, oh, this is a Guinness World Record.
Stupid World Record.
A man from the Czech Republic has broken the Guinness World Record for running the fastest half marathon barefoot on ice and snow.
Half marathon? Couldn't do the whole thing, big pussy.
His feet 13, were frozen.
13. Wearing only running shorts and nothing else.
Ooh.
Yosef Salik braved freezing temperatures to run over 13 miles in 1 hour, 50 minutes, 42 seconds. That beats the previous record of 2 hours, 16 minutes, and 34 seconds.
So it's freezing temperatures and you're on ice.
And you're not wearing any. You're just wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And no shoes.
Why?
Yeah. And no shoes.
Well, got into the Guinness Book of World Records.
I do not.
Are there other participants in this?
He broke a record. So
it must have been...
Okay.
Can't you just go out and run? And yeah, you know, I don't know why you're so frustrated with this story. That signifies he gave me the story. And he's trying to convince me, well, I don't know what chick's thinking reading that damn thing.
Now this says it's called the polar bear run. That'll make you run fast getting chased by a polar bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Release the bear.
I'm surprised he did it. I would have gotten cold feet.
Okay. I also need to tell you.
Yes, explain.
That's the only reason we had to do the story, so he could say that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.